It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Game of Thrones star John Bradley talked about watching last Sunday's Battle of Winterfell episode of the show with a huge audience in the theater and what that was like.
I hadn't seen any of it, really. I saw it for the first time on Sunday, and we had a screening at the Chinese theater in Hollywood. And, you know, the reaction that the episode got was just overwhelming. I think because when people are in the dark and they're with a big, large group of people, they feel kind of anonymous, so they don't mind being super responsive. Lots of screaming, yeah. Lots of gasping. I had my girlfriend next to me. I managed to not tell her anything about the episode, and I still have the nail marks in my arm. I think I've got some whole fingernails in my arm.
Did anybody say, hey, it's too freaking dark to see? Can we adjust the settings on here, Game of Thrones guy?
Because of the how dark the picture is, how it's filmed?
A lot of people complained about Game of Thrones, the actual filming of it.
That's like, did I not say that when I said I couldn't get into it? I was like three minutes in. I hated that.
But this episode was so bad. Like, I couldn't tell who was getting killed or not because I was like, bro, who is that? I can't see. I thought, like, the TV was broken.
Okay. See, I felt like every episode. I hate dark filmed type of movies.
Like Law & Order. Law & Order is super dark, that whole show.
Yeah, but this is like, if you go watch just an episode of it, you don't have to, like, spoil it. Just watch it. You're like, are they fighting? Did that person die? Like, that was for an hour. You don't know.
Tom Brady says that he stays in football shape even during the off season.
I feel like I always want to be ready to go. So,
in case they start the season early?
Maybe, I don't know. But I feel like, you know, I can actually go enjoy myself if I feel like I'm in game shape and ready to go.
Interesting.
So, it wouldn't take me too long to get ready, but to have the, you know, ability to do that in off season and keep things sharp is so important to me.
George Clooney says his wife Amal banned him from riding motorcycles after he crashed his bike in Italy. The Ocean's 11 star said, I'm not allowed to ride motorcycles. I got into a really bad accident. I hit a guy at 70 miles an hour on my bike, got launched, and so that's it. I'm off the bikes. Peter Mayhew, the actor who played Chewbacca in the original Star Wars trilogy, has died at 74.
You made a fair moment. Screaming about it can't help you.
I don't have it. It's not wise to upset a Wookiee.
But, sir, nobody worries about upsetting a droid.
His family announced Mayhew's death at his home in North Texas on Twitter yesterday. Co-stars have since posted tributes to Mayhew. Mark Hamill tweeted, he was the gentlest of giants and said that he never failed to make me smile. His Star Wars roles span 1977 through 2015. His family said he put his heart and soul into the role of Chewbacca and it showed in every frame. He was 7'2" and is survived by his wife, Angie, and their three children.
I'm going to dress up as Chewbacca tomorrow for the wedding I'm going to because it is May the Force Be With You Day.
Oh, yeah.
May 4th. So, surprise Susie and Davis. I'm coming as Chewbacca.
And singer-songwriter Sabrina Carpenter will star in the dance-themed comedy Work It. Alicia Keys is going to be producing it. She's going to portray an awkward teenager who, after being rejected from her high school's dance team, assembles a crew of misfits to compete against them in a national dance championship. Kind of sounds a little bit like 2019's Bring It On, I guess, but dance instead of cheerleading.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.